Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 97, and now we're in Klal Vav of the Hilchos Rechilos. It's a klal which we're talking more about things that are being said as Rechilos and being said in a way that either the person who's saying it has more credence, he for some reason or another should be believed more, or the story itself should be believed more, as we'll see. A person goes ahead, Reuven is telling Shimon that Levi did something against him, right? So if Reuven tells Shimon this story in front of many people, it's not just him privately telling Shimon, so it seems to be more believable, it seems to be more true. It's still also to be makabel. Avu b'kain, even though it's in front of other people, and it would seem to be more true. Ein lahachlat machmas zeh shadavar emes. There is no reason to come to the conclusion that it is true. Rak yesh lachosh achazeh. You can suspect it, so that v'lachkar achadavar, and therefore to do more research because you're trying to protect yourself. Im nageh zeh alhaba. If it is like we said before, it's something that you can say that this is something that you need to protect yourself from, and therefore it's negay for that reason. Just as we said before in Chelek Aleph, which is the Hilchos Lashon Hara, that the Lashon Hara asur lekabel min adin is asur to be mekabel Lashon Hara afilim sipur olav b'fanav. Even if Reuven is telling Shimon that Levi did something against him, and Levi is standing right there. Reuven comes up, Levi and Shimon are standing right in front of him, and he says to Shimon, you know, this man Levi that's standing right next to you, he said such and such against you. He did such and such against you. So therefore, you think it has to be true because he's standing right here. If it wasn't true, Reuven wouldn't have said it in front of him. Or even better yet, if Levi's the kind of person that if someone's saying something untrue about him, he'll stand up for himself. He'll say, hey, not true, right? He's not a meek person. So, and he didn't stand up for himself. He didn't say, hey, not true. So it must be true. So we say, nope, that's also not a raya enough to be able to say it. So Kena Din Rechilus, the same thing is by Rechilus, as we're just saying right now, the Hainu, Sha'am Alev in front of, if Reuven told Shimon in front of Levi, Ata, and he can even say it speaking to Levi. He's saying, Ata dibarta olav kol kach v'kach. Levi, you said something against Shimon, this and this is what you said. Even if Levi is quiet right now, he doesn't say, oh, no, that's not true. That he's telling him this rechilus right in front of his face. Gam kein asur l'kabel. It's also usur to be mekabel such kind of rechilus. And don't say that the fact that he said it right in front of him must be it's true. Or the fact that he said it to him must be it's true. Even if it's like we said a minute ago, it's Levi's nature that he's going to protest, he's going to stand up for himself. What you're saying is not true. That he won't be quiet when people accuse him of things in general. Still, and in this case, he was quiet. This is not considered proof. And therefore, he's not going to be able to use this as a way of believing the story. You cannot use this as proof to believe that this is a true story. And the only thing that you can do is suspect and try to protect yourself from the future in case there's something that should be suspected and should be protected from. As we explained everything before by Lashon Hara Ayin Shel. V'chol zeh afilu im hamaragel eni ovel advarov al lav d'lo yiselech rachel mamecha. Okay, so let's say this case of a story, right? Reuven is telling Shimon that Levi did something against him. Reuven is coming over to Shimon to tell him something. I'm telling you something because I want to protect you from getting damaged, from getting some kind of you know, he's going to do something. I want you to know this so that you should protect yourself. So he has best intentions, right? And because he has the best intentions, he's not over the lav of leiselech rachel b'amecha. He he is doing it because there is teyelis. Kegoyin shemesaper loy sheyishma atzmei pleni shereitzel azikoy, that he's telling him that he should watch out from this guy who wants to hurt him. He wants to do some kind of harm. Any of these kind of things, as we are going to explain it weiter as we go. Now, so we just said if the Reuven is not being over the Isser, it's still usser to be mekabel these words from him. You have to just suspect, right? So can you imagine, even if it's worse, if he's actually coming over in a way that he is being, that he is over the Isser. So now Reuven says, did you hear the latest? This guy said this thing about you, right? And there's nothing to be gained for the future. There's nothing in it of protecting yourself in the future. It's just a juicy piece of rechilus. And everybody knows that, right? So now Shimon, who's hearing the story, even though it's about him, he has a chiyuv to realize that if Reuven is a person who just did an avera, he just said rechilas, and saying an avera doing the avera of saying rechilas makes a person a rasha, and if he's a rasha, then he can't believe him. Why? Because Levi's not a rasha. Levi has a cheskas kashrus. Levi is a person who is a regular, believed, trusted person, a yid regular yid that we have to take on, has a cheskas kashrus of a regular yid. Just because this Russia told me something about this person doesn't take him from his cheskas kashrus. Again, we're allowed to suspect if it's something for the future. But first of all, we're talking about a case where there's nothing for the future in this. Otherwise, it would have been that Reuven didn't do something wrong by saying it. But also, even if he's a cheskas kashrus and he's a kosher yid and he doesn't believe the story, he could suspect it if it has something to do with the future. Again, in any other case. So now let's go. V'chol shekein im mesaper olav divrei lashon hara. So we said before that even if he if the person who said over the story is not doing anything wrong because he means it l'tayeles, and it is l'tayeles, but now, v'chol shekein, and even more so, that he's not allowed to believe it, v'chol shekein, and even more so, in mesaper olav divrei lashon hara, if he's telling about Levi, this lashon hara, rechilis ba'alma, and it's rechilis, it's lashon hara, rechilis, stam in the velterein, there's no reason why, there's no benefit to be gained out of this, there's no toyeles, halai kvar bayarnu, we already clarified before, la'el, b'shem v'apoiskim, the lashon hara rechilis, it's aser for a person to say, be'befonim, be'yishalai befonim, v'afilu al dvar emes, even when it's true. V'im kein, and therefore, afilu im hakoil emes b'dvar v'shedibar olav pleni kach v'kach, even if it's absolutely true, what this man said, Reuven, just said about Levi, he said, Reuven said to Shimon about Levi, even if it's 100% true, afal b'kein, Rasha Gomer. Reuven is now a Rasha Gomer, Lefisipur Be'alma, just because he said over the story, because the etzim of saying the story. He was over on the lava of Leselech Rachba Be'mecha, and also on the lava of Leisis Hashem Hashav. So, Sha'ar Lavin, and even more Lavin Averis, I'm very Le'el B'psicha, that we could explain in the Psicha, Bim Cain, because he became a Russia now, because of this Russia, you heard the story, Noitzi Le'idach, you're going to take this other Yid, Mecheskas Kashusai, from being a regular Mecheskas Kashus, the Yid, a Kashu Yid, V'leimer, and to say, Sha'av Al Isser Lashon Hara, Kiyotze B'zeh, and you're going to say that this person Levi did also the Issa Lashon Hara? Bevadai, no. Hachoshed alav the rechilis, the person who is choshed on the lav of rechilis Lashon Hara, choshed gam l'shaker. So I have to suspect that Reuven is an absolute out and out bold faced liar. I have that suspicion more in my mind than definitive suspicion more in my mind than saying that this other yid Levi, who's a kosher yid, suddenly now became a non-kosher yid. He's doing something to harm me. L'haysev dvarim. So that either he out and out lied straight out, or l'haysev dvarim, or he added details that make it into a lie. L'hachlif misayfer l'tchilasev, or he changed out the order of things to make it into that it should be a juicy piece of rechilus and an outright lie. So I cannot believe it. Yashukoyach, and have a great day.